When the state's transportation chief stepped down, no one blinked. When Governor Rick Scott named new heads of the Department of Corrections and Juvenile Justice, it was over and done with. But when Gerald Bailey resigned as head of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, the question was why. And by the time Bailey's successor, Rick Swearingen, was confirmed earlier this month, the question of why became what happened. Bailey was FDLE chief through three governors, and as Attorney General Pam Bondi noted shortly after his removal, Bailey was widely respected.
I think he is an amazing man. It's interesting because I almost talked about him today.
Governor Rick Scott's office released a 2-page 10-question and answer sheet detailing its take on Bailey's resignation. It says it told Bailey on December 16th that it wanted him out and notified the staff of Bondi, Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam, and Chief Financial Officer Jeff Atwater of the change. All three initially said they believed Bailey resigned voluntarily, but Bailey has said he was forced out. Bailey has also made several accusations against the governor's office. He has said Scott's staff tried to get him to falsely target the former Orange County clerk of court in an investigation into the escape of prisoners. Scott's office denies that. Bailey also says the governor's office tried to get him to quash a federal money laundering investigation into a potential appointee. The governor's office says that's not true. But Bailey's claims led Democratic lawmakers to call for an investigation.
To take a man who has given his life as a real public servant in law enforcement in this state, and to remove him smacks of shenanigans that we don't know anything about.
Review what occurred, ask some questions, and really kind of publicly have a discussion where a lot of us that are extremely concerned have some answers. I mean, that seems to be the biggest problem right now.
Those are House and Senate Minority Leaders Mark Pafford and Arthenia Joyner. Their call for an investigation has now been echoed by organizations like Progress Florida and the state ethics group Integrity Florida. In addition, two of Scott's fellow cabinet members, Agriculture Commissioner Putnam and CFO Atwater, are also saying they think it's time to get a pair of outside eyes to look into the matter. Here's Putnam.
I think it's important that the processes that are already built in work, and that there should be some follow-up to those allegations.
And Atwater, fresh off of a rejection from Scott to convene a search for a new FDLE chief, is going a step further. The CFO says he's not interested in even considering the governor's recommendations for changes at other state agencies until the current questions regarding Bailey are resolved.
You could line up 100 people. You could fill up a room. I'm not interested. These people work hard for the state of Florida. If we're going to talk about someone's talent, we ought to do it right in the open, right in the public.
Meanwhile, Governor Rick Scott has continued to travel the state and unveil his legislative priorities. But at every stop, he's faced with questions about what's now being called FDLE Gate, or the easier to use, Bailey Gate. And those questions don't seem to be letting up anytime soon. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.